Biofeedback and neurofeedback are complementary. Learning self-regulation through technology is the aim of both biofeedback and neurofeedback that affect peripheral and central nervous systems and muscle activity. Changing voluntary and involuntary functions and their interactions in the service of health and performance are the aims of these self-regulation methods. Toasty and her Italian and Brazilian colleagues reviewed studies using biofeedback, BFB, and neurofeedback, NFB, together to address nicotine addiction, sports performance, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Although the number of studies and participants did not allow a systematic review or meta-analysis, they showed where BFB/NFB integration shows promise, whether BFB and NFB are conducted concurrently or in sequence. Their premise was that since the physiology underlying movement, thinking, and emotion are intimately intertwined, integrated BFB/NFB training should have a synergistic effect. Integrated training promotes personalized healthcare and performance enhancement. Applications in addiction recovery. Consider the case of nicotine addiction, where both brain reward circuitry and visceral stress responses play crucial roles in maintaining dependency and triggering relapse. Relapse following cessation is usually associated with emotional distress with their visceral components. NFB effectively changes the former, and BFB the latter. A 2023 study by Pandria and colleagues illustrated BFB/NFB integration, which significantly reduced oxidative stress, improved executive function, and enhanced brain network performance. This multi-system approach addressed the complex physiological reality of addiction more completely. Enhancing athletic performance through dual training. The applications in sports performance further illustrate this principle. While experimental studies examining integrated approaches remain limited, the work with Canadian Olympic athletes before the 2010 Vancouver Games suggests that combined training contributed to their exceptional performance. Dupuy and colleagues provided BFB/NFB to Canadian Olympic athletes who performed unusually strongly at the 2010 Vancouver Games. Shokri and Nasrat Abadi compared BFB/NFB to BFB alone in novice basketball players. The integrated approach resulted in significant improvement in more skill areas. This makes intuitive sense. Athletic excellence requires both mental focus and physical control, which these complementary approaches target in concert. A comprehensive approach to ADHD. The integrated approach acknowledges the condition's heterogeneity and complex physiological presentation when applied to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Children with ADHD typically display abnormalities in both brain wave patterns and autonomic regulation. Thompson and Thompson's framework incorporates neurofeedback, heart rate variability training, and concepts from polyvagal theory to address these multiple dimensions simultaneously. The authors noted the importance of determining individual frequency bands before NFB. For example, whether a subject's alpha band is lower than the usual 8 to 10 Hz. Because excessive frontal surface EMG, SEMG, activity may impede NFB training, BFB to regulate muscle activity may enhance NFB outcome. Bakshesh et al. Found theta/beta NFB and frontal SEM BFB produced similar positive outcomes with ADHD children, suggesting that integrated BFB/NFB might prove more effective. Personalization and sequential integration are important in treating ADHD. Bazanova et al. Contrasted standard theta/beta NFB, NFB with individually tailored frequency bands, individually tailored NFB plus EMG BFB, and sham NFB with ADHD children. Individualized NFB led to better effects than standard NFB, and adding BFB led to better maintenance of improvement. Standard and sham NFB showed weaker outcomes. This suggests that generic, one-size-fits-all protocols may miss the mark for many individuals whose physiological baseline patterns vary considerably. Addressing the complexity of autism spectrum disorder. The research on autism spectrum disorder further reinforces the value of integrated approaches. Given the complex neurophysiological presentation of autism, including potential polyvagal system dysfunction that may underlie social avoidance behaviors, addressing multiple systems makes theoretical sense. Goodman et al. Compared HRV-BFB, 12 hours, with HRV, 6 hours, plus Mu Rhythm NFB, 6 hours. Both groups showed positive changes but in different measures, HRV, emotional regulation and social behavior, HRB plus NFB, emotional negativity slash lability and autistic symptoms. This pattern suggests that different physiological training targets may address different aspects of the condition, highlighting the potential value of comprehensive approaches toward a more nuanced understanding of self-regulation. What emerges from this body of research is a more nuanced understanding of physiological self-regulation. Our central and peripheral systems influence each other bidirectionally, standard protocols may be less effective than individually tailored approaches, and different physiological systems may affect different aspects of functioning. In some cases, peripheral regulation, such as muscle relaxation, may even be needed for effective central nervous system training. Future directions and personalized interventions. While Tosti and colleagues acknowledged that the current research remains too limited for systematic review or meta-analysis, these preliminary findings show the potential of integrated approaches to create more holistic, personalized, and effective interventions. By recognizing and working with the interconnected nature of our physiological systems, practitioners may develop more comprehensive approaches to complex conditions that manifest across multiple dimensions of human functioning. This research represents an encouraging step toward more personalized healthcare and performance enhancement that considers how human physiological systems interact in concert rather than isolation. As we develop a deeper understanding of these interactions, we may discover even more effective ways to support individuals in gaining greater conscious control over their own physiology, serving both health and performance goals. Key takeaways. Integrating biofeedback and neurofeedback creates synergistic effects by simultaneously addressing both central and peripheral nervous systems, potentially yielding more comprehensive improvements than either approach alone. Personalized protocols significantly outperform standardized approaches, emphasizing the importance of tailoring interventions to individual physiological patterns rather than using generic protocols. Different physiological systems influence different aspects of functioning, suggesting that targeting multiple systems may be necessary to address complex conditions like autism and ADHD fully. Sequential integration enhances effectiveness, with peripheral regulation, muscle relaxation, sometimes serving as a necessary prerequisite for successful central nervous system training. While preliminary evidence across addiction, sports, ADHD, and autism shows promise, more rigorous research is needed before definitive conclusions about integrated approaches can be drawn.